Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like
7:10 now on Brian and Kathleen Mornings. It is time for us to welcome back to the program Joe and Cindy Farini for their My Marriage Matters segment. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so the listener question, how much should a couple share about their past before they get married? Where do you even start with this kind of a conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, as a rule, it's just good, open, honest, transparent communication is really an essential to a growing, thriving, flourishing relationship. But also, we also know that effective communication with your spouse is an ongoing process. And the key words, of course, in that statement is ongoing process. And that means that we don't need to back up the truck and dump everything we ever did and have ever done at one time. I mean, there's going to be a place and there's going to be a time to share things with someone that includes, and that includes your spouse. But during our pre-married sessions at our Family Life Weekend to Remember conferences, when I'm with the guys and Cindy's with the ladies, the question that we are always asked is, what do I share with my future spouse, spouse-to-be, regarding past sexual experiences? And as I recall, this was the origin of this question. And what we have learned over the past 35-plus years of working with pre-married and married couples is if you have had a past sexual experiences, just start by expressing regrets and asking for forgiveness. Now, the following is very important to understand, at least from my opinion anyways, and that is that you do not want to be graphic or specific about those past sexual experiences. See, all that is going to do and all that does is plant images, whether they're real or perceived images, in your fiancé and your future spouse's mind. And there will always be tension in your relationship with your spouse for years to come by doing that. Again, this will be especially true in the physical intimacy part of your relationship. Now, that might sound possibly a little contrary to what I said earlier about being open, honest, and transparent, but it really isn't. I mean, from my opinion, our recommendation is that you are open and honest about the fact that you had past sexual relationships, but then humbly and transparently ask for forgiveness. So absolutely, there is nothing gained by going into details about your past sexual experiences.
Well,
now,
Joe,
keep in mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, what do you do if your significant other really presses you on this and wants to know more? I mean, are there exceptions where it makes some sense, or what do you advise in that?
You know, again, our experience says to us that this is just does not really bear any long-term fruit by sharing these details with them. Again, those images that once you begin painting those images into your spouse's, future spouse's mind, those things will come back to haunt you and your relationship for years to come. And you know, it's difficult enough and humbling enough that you are transparent to say that, yes, I have had some past sexual experiences. But again, you know, keep in mind the objective in marriage is to pursue oneness with your spouse. And the only thing that you're doing by planting these images, whether they're real or they're perceived images, is that it just begins to be a wedge between the two of you. And that's going to cause you to drift toward isolation.
Hmm. Well, Mom, do you have any other thoughts on that about how much a couple should share with each other and perhaps when?
Yes, I think you know, just a couple of things that kind of stick out in my mind. One, Brian, something that you said, how sometimes when we share things, it can cause that relational stress in our relationship. And I think that's true. And I think that's a little bit about what Joe is saying, too, that when you share too much detail, and that isn't to say that you hide anything. You're certainly transparent and you're upfront. But as we were preparing for this, I mentioned to him that someone that I was discipling shared something with me, and I don't want to share what it was, but they shared something with me that honestly, every time that I see them, I do think about that. And it's not that I wouldn't have wanted them to share it, but perhaps there might have been a different way that they could have shared it without maybe as much detail. And so those are the kinds of things I think you have to really be in tune to the Lord, asking him, you know, what is it that I should share? What is it that I shouldn't share? But I do have a couple of thoughts. If you're dating seriously, or if you have dated someone seriously, if you have ever been engaged or if you've ever been married, I think your future spouse should definitely know about that. Or If you've ever been into drugs or been, you know, in trouble with the law, had an abortion, if you've had health issues, or even, you know, if your family has health issues, because sometimes those are genetic, that's always a good thing to share. Have you ever gone for counseling, and what kinds of things did you need to really share with the counselor? But I don't think those are the things you talk about on a first date. I think you kind of get to know each other first. And really just sort of have fun together and learn about each other. And then if you feel like this is the person that you'd want to spend the rest of your life with, then you begin sharing with them some of the things that affected you. How about even family relationships or things that are certain dynamics in your family that have affected you? And as we always say, you know, find a good mentor. If you need counseling, go for counseling. But I think it's important to always, always have a couple in your life that you can grow together with and learn, you know, things of the Lord and how to grow. And maybe it's at your church, maybe it's a small group. You know, we have a couple of couples in our lives that they have total permission to call us out on things if we've said something we shouldn't have about our spouse, or if we're, you know, thinking or talking in a wrong direction. They have total open book policy to be able to say to us, hey, you know, I don't think that's right. And I think you need that kind of a couple to just really, you know, kind of keep you in check.
I have to ask you about the receiving end of these kind of conversations, because what happens inevitably is, as followers of Jesus, we believe strongly in God's grace. But when we encounter a hard moment to extend it, it can be really complicated. As in, is this a deal breaker? If someone is maybe shocked by something they hear or is hurt because they've been committed to purity, how do they move forward after learning all this?
That's an excellent question. I think that, we have to be people of forgiveness. So I definitely think if this relationship's going to head toward marriage, there has to be forgiveness. But you cannot keep bringing it up over and over and over again, because then that's not really forgiveness. But I also think there will be some things that will be deal breakers. And if they are deal breakers, then maybe it's time to break that off sooner rather than later. But one of the things I don't think either one of us mentioned was even the whole thing with pornography that is just so rampant right now. And I would just urge all couples that if they're dealing with a current sin in their life, we all sin. We all get angry. We might not tell the truth 100% all the time. There's all those, you know, we don't want to say this is a worse sin than the other. Sin is sin. But if you have ongoing blatant sin that you have not tried to overcome and you aren't getting help for it, that to us is a red flag. Joe?
Yeah, this is a great question, Brian, because I have been in situations where I have counseled men who have been addicted to pornography, and they come to me first to ask for guidance as to what to say. And then, you know, we talk about the importance of just sharing the fact that you do have this addiction problem, but you don't go into details in terms of what is it that you're actually doing, seeing, so on. And I can tell you that on the receiving end of this thing, it is very hurtful. I'm talking about folks that are now married at this point. But I have seen, if you can walk through that process, those marriages become some of the strongest marriages that I know. But it is not easy at first. And as the saying goes, I mean, the truth will set you free, but it just might make you miserable at first. But you have to kind of walk through that process. And Cindy, I see your hand up there. Go ahead.
I'm raising my hand. I want to turn. yeah, I think that's all really good stuff. And I think you, as we sort of alluded to, you don't dump the truck and say all of it at one time. And I think the person who's receiving it, Brian, that's such a good, thoughtful question. I think that person may need to say, "Can I have some time to really think about this? And to pray about it? And can we, maybe not right this minute, but can we dialogue about it? Can I ask you some questions? Because I feel like there's some things, and even just some people's personalities, that they need to know whatever they need to know so that they can be comfortable moving forward in that relationship. But I do think when we dump the truck and just say everything and just sort of spill it out, there's a danger in that, because, and then if you start doing that with every, you know, friendship and relationship you have, I guess you just have to be careful because not everybody holds things in confidentiality.
Mm-hmm. Hmm, that's a good point. So we know when not to share, which would be like first date, but when should you start to share these conversations?
Well, again, this is one of those things that, as I said earlier, good communication is a process. And as I think of maybe a good capstone to put to our conversation here today, I remember Colossians 3:12, where it talks about putting on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. And, you know, just the use of those words put on, I think in my mind, clearly implies that you need to be very proactive to work at this process of putting on a compassionate heart. And again, the implication is pretty clear, I think, in my mind, that the process does not come naturally to us. And so we need to be continually working at this process. And in the weeks to come, hopefully we'll be going to be talking about how we can be more successfully engaged at working how to fair-proof our marriages. And I think we'll kind of circle back to this discussion at that time. But I think we just need to be, you know, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and just following His leading as to what we say and what we don't say.
Yeah, and I don't think there's not a time frame, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's more of a, where are we going? How is this relationship building, and where are we going?
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. It's 7:22. I'm Brian and Kathleen Mornings. Our guests have been, as they are each week this half hour, Joe Farini and Cindy Farini. You can search for them at their websites, joefarini.com and cindyfarini.com, or you can search for My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And you could also come to us if you have trouble finding them, brianandkathleen.org. Thanks, you two. Really appreciate your practical advice today for couples.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much.